Peace be with you. Amen. Have you ever just wanted to get away? Just to escape, to get away from it all? I remember sometimes, I think a few years back, watching some TV, and there were examples of people who did really embarrassing things, and then the line, want to get away? And then their airline had, all right, like $49 cheap tickets to get away from whatever situation you are in. As I'm looking at our confirmation students right here, knowing that they're going to have to share their faith story in just a few minutes, do you want to get away? Yeah. You know, there's all sorts of things in our lives that we might be tempted to get away from. We want to get away from embarrassing circumstances, from situations that are beyond our control. Maybe we want to get away from sins or ways in our life we feel stuck, or from relationships that we aren't healthy for us. We just want to get away. Maybe you relate to that. There are times in our lives where we just want to escape, to get away from it all. Today, as we open up our gospel lesson, we hear about the disciples. They had just endured one of the most traumatic events in their lives. Their teacher, their rabbi, their leader, the Messiah. They watched him arrested, betrayed by one of his own. Jesus was put on a mock trial and sentenced to die, even the death of a criminal on the cross. The disciples saw how this lifeless body of Jesus Christ was placed in a tomb. That was on Friday, and then Saturday passed, and now it's Sunday. And there were women who had gone to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body, and they came back and said that the tomb was empty, the stone was rolled away, and that the angels said that Jesus was alive. One of the women said that they even seen the Lord. You know, what do they make of it? Where do we find the disciples here in this Gospel of June? They're in a room, and the doors are locked. I think they want to get away. They want to get away. They want to get away from their circumstances. They want to escape the pressures because they're afraid of the Jews. They want to get away. So as I think about these disciples, the doors were locked in that room they were in, and they were afraid. I think when we go through life and we experience fear and we want to get away, the temptation is to escape. And here we're blessed in America, maybe cursed, with lots of different ways to escape, aren't we? Whether it's Facebook or Instagram, all right? Maybe that's not your cup of tea, but maybe it's the golf course. Yeah, I'm just going to go escape for a few hours. Maybe it's food or shopping just to escape, to let go of the pressures and the worries of this world, to get away. Sometimes we even get away into things that aren't healthy, whether it's alcohol or drugs or addictive behaviors, just to escape whatever pain or hurt that we're facing. I think the disciples have locked themselves in this room because they wanted to get away. But what I love about the gospel lesson is, as much as they wanted to get away, do you know what happened? Jesus showed up, right? It says that Jesus came to them and he stands in their midst. Even as they're trying to get away and escape from everything, Jesus shows up. Jesus in the flesh saying, look at my hands, look at my side. I am he, I am risen. Because Jesus has this habit of barging in on people. Jesus has a habit of coming into our lives because he's constantly trying to draw us to himself. He's saying, Sarah, I've got great plans for you. He's saying, Anders, you may not know it now, but you will be a man of God, of great faith. I am drawing you in. Natalie, just you wait. Wait till you see what I've got planned for you. And God comes into our lives. He barges in. Sometimes when we want him, sometimes when we least expect him. But Jesus comes in to remind us that he's alive. And Jesus can actually go where nobody else can go. Jesus can actually go into our hearts where we're facing this pain and this hurt, where we can't deal with life and our fears. And Jesus comes and offers us hope, a new beginning. He offers peace. And all of this is because Jesus is alive. And so I want to share you the three things that I think Jesus offers to his believers in this passage. The first thing, and this is especially for you confirmation students, Jesus offers them peace. Do you guys ever worry about school, about friends, about homework, about grades? A little bit, yeah. It can be hard sometimes. School can be very unsettling. Our lives can be very unsettling. But Jesus comes, and the first words that are out of his mouth, do you guys remember what Jesus said? He said, "Peace be with you." It's a very Lutheran thing to say, I think, all right? "Peace be with you." And our Lutheran reply would be, if I say, "Peace be with you," and you would say, "And also with you," right? And I don't think the disciples were quite trained in that yet. But, you know, "Peace be with you." And this is a peace that gives. A peace that makes us right with God and with one another. Because Jesus has come from the cross. Jesus has come from the empty tomb. On the cross, Jesus takes our sins and our guilt and our failures and our shortcomings, the ways that we know we don't measure up to God's expectations. And he says, "I've died so that you might be set free, that you may have peace with God and peace with one another, that you may know that God is for you and not against you, that God has great plans to bless you and to use you to share his peace to the whole world." And so Jesus comes because of his suffering and death on the cross and his resurrection. He says to each one of us, "Peace be with you." I don't know if you watch the news very often or you read the newspaper. Does that give you a whole lot of peace? In the opposite of peace, I think that's why it's so important to gather together, is because here in God's house, we hear the words of Jesus, the words of each other, as we say, "Peace be with you. Jesus is with you." And we say, "And also with you." So Sarah and Natalie and Anders, keep coming back, all right? Some confirmation is not a graduation from church, but it's that faith stepping stone to keep growing in your Savior, Jesus Christ. The other thing that Jesus gives to his apostles, his disciples, is he gives them purpose. He tells them, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And so Jesus says, "God the Father has sent me to show you what love is, what service is." And so he says, "As I have loved you, so you should love one another." And this is the best news ever. From that moment, we heard about the passage in Acts. What could the apostles not stop doing? Telling people what they saw. They saw Jesus who was alive, Jesus who had risen from the dead, the man who said he was God's son. He had defeated sin, death, and the devil, and now gives peace and purpose to all who follow him. Jesus also gives them power. Jesus breathes on them and says, "Receive what? The Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit, that you may be filled with my presence until the end of time." Knowing that you have the power now that to forgive sins if somebody repents, or not to forgive them if they are not repentant. And so, Sarah, Anders, and Natalie, God says to each one of you, to you who have received him and believed in his name, he has given you the right to become what? Children of God. And that is what you are through faith in Jesus Christ. In the waters of baptism, God claimed you and said, "You are my beloved child." And now, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's given you peace. He's given you a purpose. He's given you power so that you can live in him. And the cool thing about Jesus, sometimes we may look at this world and say, I just want to get away. Because Jesus lives, what promise can we hold on to? Is this world the last world that we're going to enjoy? There's a life to come. Jesus will take us away to a place where there'll be no more death, no more dying, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. I'm ready to get away for that. But until that day, Sarah and Anders and Natalie, may you make Jesus your peace. May you make Jesus your source of purpose. And may you find your power in Jesus as he says, come, follow me. May you follow him filled with his peace, his purpose, and his power. Amen. Will you say a prayer with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for your risen Son, Jesus Christ, who showed up to his disciples and in the midst of them, breathed on them and gave them peace and the Holy Spirit and gave them a purpose. Lord, help us in our lives where we're missing those things to always look to Jesus, knowing that he is the source of our salvation, the giver of peace, the giver of our purpose, and the giver of our power. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. May we live in you all the days of our life and in